Today, I just wanted to speak for a few minutes about the custom of shuckling. It's something that we don't even think about many times. In fact, many people, many Jews in more religious circles, they sometimes have to stop themselves from shuckling or swaying when they're praying or learning Torah. You find yourself just standing, and all of a sudden, you're in that mode of just, and you have to control yourself of not swaying or stopping to sway. The origin of where shuckling, swaying, either during prayer learning, came from is not 100% clear, but there are some theories. The Machzor Zvitri and the Ramah say that it symbolizes the trembling that the Jews felt at Mount Sinai. The Zohar says that compares the soul is like a flame that's always striving higher. And so too, the Jew sort of flickers during prayer to reach upward. In Psalm 35, the Tillim, it says, "Let my bones proclaim God who is like you," meaning all my bones, my entire body. King David says, my whole body should be invested in proclaiming God's glory. I heard recently in the name of Rabbi Shimon Schwab that in serving God, there are two elements. There's love of God and fear of God. And when you love God, when you love anything, you're drawn in, you're drawn near. And when you fear, you're drawn back. So the whole backwards and forward motion, either during prayer or during learning time, is to emphasize this idea that the whole thing is being done through love and through fear. In the Kuzari, it says that this shuckling, this swaying, was more of a practical thing, that it kept the Jews warm and engaged in Torah study when there was a shortage of books and in the cold. The idea of shuckling, of being enthusiastic, of dedicating your whole body towards what you're doing, is also reminiscent of the idea that when you're drowning in the sea of life, one makes all sorts of motions to stay afloat. That in prayer, with which you're doing in a very fervent way, thinking about all the details of your life that you're directing in your prayer, you're like almost like a drowning person. You're moving your body in order to just stay afloat through the tough times. There's many sources that are brought in the Piskei Tshuvos that swaying adds in concentration, and it also rids us of improper thoughts. It's something that is really unique to Judaism. Some say, some point to even a Talmudic origin, a very ancient origin. They point to a Gemara in Erevin, the Talmud over there, which would make it a very, very old custom. Even Muhammad, the founder of Islam, so we're talking 7th century, he said he encouraged his followers not to sway like the Jews. So we know that certainly the custom was around from that time. In Sefer HaManik, it says that it's required to sway. One is required to sway because it shows a basic Jewish involvement, that you're a Jew, and part of being Jewish and part of praying as a Jew is praying like that. It's like a indicator of Jewish tradition. Others disagree, and they say that maybe one shouldn't shuckle, one shouldn't sway when they pray, because that's not how you would stand in front of a king. And when we pray, we have to envision ourselves that we're standing in front of the King of Kings. Some other Jewish authorities, other legal authorities say that make some sort of like a compromise, and they sway during many parts of prayer, but during the Amidah, the Shemona Esrei, they stand perfectly still. And that is actually something that we saw by Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, also the Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe. When you're seeing videos of them praying, you see like a servant standing in front of their master, a perfectly still, silent prayer. Practically speaking, one should do whatever's common custom in their community or what their particular family custom is, or whatever really would help them concentrate best. After all, the idea is to concentrate better and thereby serve God better. That's really what we want to do.